This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. International unions are calling on the president of Mexico to end the harassment of miners working at the La Platosa mine and communal landowners in the area. The mine in the state of Durango is operated by the Canadian multinational Exelon, which is also exploring in the area. The company has been renting land from communal landowners known as hiatarios, but has consistently ignored environmental standards and agreements with the hiatarios. At the same time, the workers at the mine have been trying to get the company to negotiate with their union, Los Mineros. A peaceful camp of workers and hiatarios near the mine was violently bulldozed, and the police did nothing to stop the bulldozing. In fact, just recently, the police illegally detained a group of workers and hiatarios who were bringing civil proceedings against the company. I talked to Alejandra Ancheta about the situation. Ms. Ancheta is the executive director of ProDesk, a human rights group helping the workers and communal landowners. I asked her about the people involved in the dispute.
The principal actors in these protests is the communal landowners that are the owners of the land where the mining company is doing all the work of exploration and exploitation, principally of silver, this Canadian mining company in Durango, and at the same time, the workers of the company were solidarity and also demanding the respect of their labor rights, supporting the protest of the hiratarios. They are the two main actors involved in the protest against the Canadian mining company.
2 days before a court hearing, the police harassed a group of workers and communal landowners. What happened?
Well, as you say, 2 days before the latest hearing in the court case against the Canadian Mining Company, public security officials arbitrarily detained two Omar Pacheco, Adolfo Gomez Chareo, Julio Orona, and Luis Orona, and also Ricardo Calderon. All are members of La Sierrita de Galeana community in the state of Durango and are also relatives of the hiratarios, which are the communal land owners. They were arbitrarily detained. They never were presented to the authorities. They were just detained by the police and they were never presented with any kind of charges. And that is, of course, an arbitrary detention, and it is also just another action of intimidation against the ejidatarios and against the workers, because the other part of these arbitrary detentions that we like to underline is that all these members are also workers, part of the local section of the National Mining Union, the 309 local section, and they are also workers protesting against the company and demanding the respect for their labor rights.
How can unions and their members around the world help the workers and communal landowners in Durango?
Well, principally showing their solidarity and their support for this struggle and sending letters to the federal government and also the local government in Durango, showing their concern about the situation and the impunity of this kind of acts against people that are demanding their rights.
An online petition in support of the workers and the communal landowners has been started by ProDesk, Los Mineros, and the Global Union Federation Industrial. The petition is on LaborStart, the labor movement's news and campaigning service, at www.laborstart.org.